They are not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. They're rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. They can change you, you know.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. The bared skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out. The wires withered and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And Spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, ladies and gents. This is Smashed Blocked. You're listening to it on Local 107.3 CFMH. And we are bringing you today a full-on... we're just going all into early electronic music, drone music, a noise, and the avant-garde, and free jazz. And that's just where we're going to go full bore today, because that's just what it's going to be. Sometimes the show's going to be weird, psychedelic, lo-fi pop sounds on one far end, and on the other far end, you're going to have this episode. This episode, last week being possibly the worst episode of the show yet, this week taking it further, and by worst, I mean really great and beyond the pale, as that's just the kind of place we like to go. We like to start at the fringe and move beyond the fields we know, as we like to say. So we started out with a cut from His Tracts, a collaboration between a duo of David Bryant and Kevin Doria, from their album Shortwave Nights on the Constellation Records LP. We had a tune called Test Recording at Trembling City. We had after that from the SYR4 release, Sonic Youth, the SYR series. We had Goodbye 20th Century, their 1999 release, and sort of an homage to avant-garde classical, neoclassical composers, works from John Cage and Christian Wolff and things like that. We had a number called Having Never Written a Note for Percussion, and that was written by James Tenney. And features, in addition to the Sonic Youth kids, Jim O'Rourke and some other sometimes collaborators, co-conspirators, what have you. We're going to have another cut from that same record coming up next. And just remember, of course, you're listening to Smash Blocked on Local 107.3 CFMH, heard here on the airwaves every Thursday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Repeated again a little while later. It might change. And you can find us for download. Tell your local community radio station you want to hear this show on your airwaves. And you can find it on Facebook, Smash Blocked, Local 107.3 CFMH. We're going to send you on, continuing beyond the pale here on the show, with another note from the SYR4 record. This is 6-4 New Time, composed by Pauline Oliveros, whose music we're going to hear a little later in the show. You're listening to it, Smash Blocked, on Local 107.3 CFMH, out of St. John, New Brunswick.
approaches her throne.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. This is Smash Blocked. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, on the microphone. And you're tuned in here on local 107.3 CFMH, hopefully in some other town of yours in which you may live. I hope you find us on Facebook, Smash Blocked on Facebook, local 107.3 FM. And like it, and you can get podcast and playlist info, and you should really contact your local community radio station, tell them you want to hear these sounds on your airwaves, just in case you're checking it out wherever. Anyways, but if you're not just listening to the podcast or listening here in St. John, New Brunswick, then let's get down with what you heard, kids. You had in that set of music, starting things out from their SYR4 record, composed by Pauline Oliveros, we had 6-4 New Time for Sonic Youth. We had, after that, a cut from Pauline Oliveros called Bye Bye Butterfly, a sort of deconstruction of Puccini's Madama Butterfly, put together in a single improvisation. Don't really know. I'm sort of learning a lot about this music as I put some of these shows together. But a combination of technological approaches and... yeah, anyways, well, I won't get into that too much. I'm going to do some more homework of my own first. But of that piece... Oliveros says she's looking, it seeks to sort of bid farewell not only to the music of the 19th century, but a system of polite morality of that age and its attendant institutionalized oppression of the female sex. And that sort of bon voyage and adieu to convention is a lot of what we like to get down with on this show, ladies and gents. You heard after that two cuts from Zebra Pulse, The Edge of Town and In the Tub, In the Club. And Zebra Pulse comes our way from Western Canada. Parker Thyssen, Owen Strasky, and Dave Schaefer, ladies and gents. And highly recommend checking that record out. We're going to continue on with some local sounds. This is Tire Fire, a group from right here in St. John, New Brunswick. You're going to hear two cuts from them, an improvisational krautrock sort of inspired band. But the first of these two cuts is A Small Town NB. Imagine that on local 107.3 CFMH.